My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin chats with Joe Curry, a.k.a. Dick Eldorado Scammer Mavis Mills, and she is trying to convince Davin she's real. So listen and enjoy.
All right. So when we last left off, which was some time ago, it was March 4th, and I had warned both Mavis, who's Dick Eldorado's girlfriend, or maybe, we don't even know what's going on with them, and my girlfriend, Belinda, that if they are involved with scamming in the cafes, they better cease and desist, as our friend would say, because there's going to be a purge in the cafes. Because remember, I had just given them the article where an Australian woman was found dead in South Africa when she met her scammer.
Yeah, terrible.
And I had said, you know, there's going to be repercussions. Mavis did not really respond. Belinda's like, hey, you got nothing to worry about. I'm clean, baby. I'm good. I'm good to go. So that's where we left off. I think that's pretty much it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is March 5th. Mavis Mills. Dick's girl. Joe perks up. It's my gal. She goes, hey, friend. Because remember before, she was going to walk away from me.
Right. Oh, yeah.
I think it's the lawyer.
I was just thinking that. We've been going neck and neck. Each guy is thinking the same thing. It's like,
yeah, we should both kill ourselves. Yeah, I think we should both be alarmed immediately.
Stop the Vulcan mind meld.
I'm going to turn us both into white birds or pineapples. I have not decided.
We can't even go really rigorous. We're coming up with the same jokes. It's just a matter of who gets sick.
Thank goodness Pip isn't contributing. That would really throw things off.
I can't get a word in.
All right. Hey, friend. Hi, Mavis. How are you? I'm coughing, stupid.
I'm sick, obviously.
I'm fine, and you? She goes, I'm fine. I go, glad to hear it. She goes, I was wondering, now that we know each other, well, we've had the video chat, and am not fake anymore, I have thought of dating real and wish you could help me.
Okay.
I do not know you are real. I know I spoke to a person on video chat that seemed nice enough. Whether that person was Mavis Mills or not is up for speculation. That aside, how would you like me to help you?
Now, what's amazing to me is that I've been doing the clips going back to August 21st of 2012.
God, there was a boatload in that show.
That show was fantastic. Check that out.
August 21st of 2012.
This is the conversation that he was having with her. Back then? Almost verbatim, because I just got done with the clips for it.
Yeah, it's true. I'm the go-to guy if you need a schmuck.
Verbatim. And this was August 21st, 2012.
Yeah. She goes, I am real. I don't know what else I have to do to provide that. She goes, what do you want me to do? I go, Mavis, the bottom line is there are things that do not make sense, and neither you nor Belinda can explain them. Where I sit, you either work together, which is very probable, or it is as she claims that you stole her information. If those are not the explanations, then provide me with one that makes sense. I don't know is not an answer. I know if it happened to me, I'd be looking for answers. I would have reported the identity theft to Facebook. I know if my pictures were being used, I would have taken them down.
Well, this is a pattern. Yeah. This is a pattern.
Yeah. See, I've always been a prick.
You expect us to...
No, I just put it out there.
Yeah, and...
and these are crickets from these
Nothing but truth tonight, is there, kid?
No.
It's like saying it's dark out, you know? Yeah, okay.
She goes, you should report, because if I'm not real, I would claim money, which I didn't do. Maybe you want him to say yes to all your accusations. I have no idea of something that's final. Now, that's true. She does raise a good point. She never asked Dick for money. She never asked Dick for anything.
No, she didn't.
We never got that far.
Dick didn't respond
to his emails quick enough.
She didn't even ask Dick for Dick.
No, she didn't. Well, she was trying to get through that poetry. My favorite part of the clips that Joe just edited, we get to meet Mr. Whiskers.
Yes. We're just getting there. And if Mr. Whiskers is there, poetry can't be far behind.
No, exactly. I go, I do not want you to admit to something you did not do, Mavis. Is Belinda lying to me? Did she create those fake accounts? If she did, then I will end it with her and tell Richard that you were the good one and to give you a chance. Playing them off of each other now.
Yeah.
And one more thing. Back on August 21st, they were pretty damn much working in tandem together.
No, Joe. No.
I would say that they were.
No. Say it ain't so.
Yeah. I mean, I listen to this brief. I sit with this stuff now because I have to get the, to get it all done.
Well, I'm sure you can do
it. Entertaining, but
this guy's got it memorized.
And you could they're in cahoots with each other.
Oh yeah, obviously.
I don't like you talking that way about my gal.
Hey, she's my gal too.
And now they're all backing away from it. I don't know who she is. I never heard of her. Liars.
Mavis goes, she didn't do anything. Have you forgotten? She is the only using the pictures, and she is not the only one called Belinda. I go, I'm not sure I understand. Please explain. Sorry. She goes, many people get those pictures. I know. We just covered it.
Yeah, this is from the no shit department.
I go, yes, that is true. But you were on Agnes's friends list with one of those pictures, and you took one of those profiles with those pictures and linked it to another profile with a different picture saying you was a cousin and roommate. There was a link. Plus, Mavis' profiles are signed by Belinda and vice versa. The research has been done. It's all there. There's an attorney who you should talk to.
I didn't know what he would say to you.
You're in big trouble,
cease
my friend.
Look what I'm doing to these poor people. You know what? I got to be fair. I think the scammers held up better than the attorney did. Of course, they don't. The scammers don't have somebody trying to outwardly sabotage them on their team. It's like the guy going, "Listen, not for nothing. This is all bullshit. I know you like this chick, really. It's all a bunch of shit."
Yeah, really.
That's like Mavis. That's like Mavis going, "All right, Belinda, nah, she ain't the real thing. You better watch out what she's doing."
Yeah, I know.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
Stop throwing me under the bus.
So I go, and how do you know Belinda not do anything? The girl lies to me to this day. She goes, then ask her. I go, she goes, because I told you I made some profiles. I go, no, you did not tell me that. Now you are telling me that. What profiles did you make? She goes, Mavis. I go, she says she has no idea, and she thinks you stole her ID. If I did not catch her in many lies, maybe I would believe that and just write you off as a no-good liar and somebody who commits fraud. It would certainly be easier for Belinda if I believed that.
Yeah.
There are a lot of Mavis Mills and variations on the spelling with a couple of different models, both of which my people trace back to you. My people. I have
peeps. You got peeps?
I have peeps now.
You got peeps.
She goes, then I made it. Joe once again goes cross-eyed.
What are you doing?
They're all giving in tonight, Joe.
They stink.
They all stink.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.